So we're holding by the Mishnah Asur Nisyonis, yes?
Yeah.
Asur Nisyonis, Nisav Asenis, Amokim Baruch Hu, Bamidbar, Shnema Veinasa, Yisizeh Esa Pomim, Olei Shamu Bekoili. So there's a kineged of the Asur Nisim and the Asur Mamoris and everything else. One of the Asuris are really ten Averis, which is kind of strange that that would be one kineged, and he explains. Okay, Asur Nisyonis. Bigmar Begesh Be'erichin Tanya. Omer B'yud Asur Nisyonis Nisav Asinus Amok Ma'amitba Beis Ba'yam, Beis Ba'mayim, Beis Ba'mon Shnayim Beslov, Echad Be'egel, Echad Midor Par Shnayim Ba'yam, Yurid of Aliyah Dechsev Yerman Moish Aliyah Kvar Mitzrayim Aliyah Kvar Afuna Then Shnayim Ba'mayim B'mora Berfidim B'mora Dechsev Ayavoy Mora and so on Berfidim, Dechsev Ayachma Berfidim Ayin Lishtois Ukshiva Yerva Moisha Shnaim Bamon Shnema Al Yetze Yuksiva Yetzu. There's a Zero Vayasiru Shnaim Beslov, again, and so on. Gnurat Abra, Shehibi Atana Zeshu Gnus Yisrael. In other words, he's talking about something which is a Gnus Yisrael, and there's something about it which is. I mean, what's the point of listing it? Rabbi say, you know, there's 10 mamorim, there's 10 wonderful times our avos were oimid ben yisoyin, and there's 10 times they did averus. So, umaynaf gemina b'zeh. In other words, it's not a problem of speaking about certain gnus, but to make a list of it. Al the fiyashas birashu kidov b'zeh ulehagid zchus avram, sheyeschusim megin aleihem, umesudah karoyu. This is something which it's telling us that Avram's 10 nisyonis that he was aiming on was megin on Klal Yisrael 10 times. It was megin on Klal Yisrael 10 times. Ki Yisrael nisagash baruch hu. V'choloshen nisoyin u'voloshen nis shadova yitzim v'nateva m'seir o'ilam. So the word nisoyin means something which is beyond. It's not something that is mitzad seder oilam. You know, they pushed the Kodesh Baruch to do something which is not kifi seder oilam. But yechet shalav yoytz min hagash oilam, and their chet lumaseh was also yoytz min hagash oilam. So it's interesting. V'olchein korach chet b'mokam hazeh nisoyin m'loshen neis. So the word nisoyin means there are. The way he's explaining it, it's a little bit yotzim nakhlal. But what he's saying is they did 10 averas that really were extraordinary. As people are such a matzav, everything was so good and so well and so fine and so wonderful. Why would you want to push a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I guess it would be something like the word outstanding. In other words, you can't say that the word Nisoyin here means that they tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because by the eagle, the word Nisoyin in the sense of can you do it or not, you know, Hayarach Kel Shulchan Bamid, but doesn't pass over there. Amal Chet Sheyisro, Mashayelam Chet Likroi, Elayon Nachtalik Nisoyin, Losh Neshu, Tzolik Minak Shayelam. So in other words, Klal Yisrael Lera went out of the Seder Olam 10 times, and it's only because they had that gun of Avram that it was good. In other words, you've tested me, you're testing me, is you've got on my nerves 10 times, which means you've acted completely out of order. Even though they started the chet, they were hungry, they wanted food, it wasn't, in other words, they didn't mean to push for that reason, but the chet itself is categorized as a yetzer kama. I want to discuss this a second. What he means to say is, I think, the point that he's trying to build is as follows. There's a normal mahalach of chet that comes because a person is a sheikhin offer, a person is part of he has a physical body. Physical body has cravings, desires. He wants stuff. So it's normal for a person to want things that are awesome. So if a person has something that is, let's say a person walks by a tray for food stand and he sees a tray for food stand or whatever it is. So it's normal for a person to be chaytiv. It's not the goof. And that's our big excuse. Also, most of the viduyim that are sort of misnatzel, that what can you do? We're shaykhim, but they offer and they fail. But if a person does an aveira that's beyond, so if a person is selfish and he takes the extra kofi for himself, that's normal. And it's not a kriyas tagger on a person's mitzias. But if a person does an avla, the person that gave me everything, I steal from him. You know, that becomes a chait that speaks of ra that is more than just a normal physical ra. Any type of ra that goes beyond it, it really tells me that there's something in the sheirish that's either the tul toiv or there's a deeper sheirish of ra. You know, it's the umas ha'olam, like a molek that are pointed out as not deserving any toiv or whatever, it's usually because the ra that they're doing is understood to be an extraordinary ra. It's a ra that has no justification. It's counter what a normal person would do, and so on. So in Klal Yisrael, 10 times in the Midbar, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu just done all the chasadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had proved he can do what he wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been the benefactor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been the one that had done everything for them, and proved that nothing can stop him, and now you're acting up. So that Bukhura shows points at a much deeper level of ra than is normal. The Rebbeinu Bechaya says by Stoim, he asks that, you know, they weren't mitzvah and mitzvahs and so on. So what was their various, what were the things that they were held to task for? I guess it's not shaykh to say dinim because they officially had a court system. They had a very, very effective one, a very efficient one. So he says it's not normal for a person to be not merachim on another person or a prefrat ben umasei. And here's somebody who's my flesh and blood, and I am totally misachzit him. It's not normal, which means that the ra is either the person doesn't have an akud of toif, if there's no gilu of toif in the person, one, or two, the ra is of a deeper kind, which is it's like a certain ra lishma. Similar to Amalek, it's one thing when you fight Klal Yisrael because you want to take their money and think you're going to win. It makes sense. It's a ra that's part of normal person's psyche. But if you know you're going to lose and you're doing it to Shem Shemayim, that's beyond. So b'meila, these giluyim of the Asar and Asenius, l'churas point to something that goes beyond normal. I mean, Sai Mitzad Emunah, Sai Mitzad is what they see them and see us. And Sai Mitzad, their Hakaras HaToiv, they should never have done it. So it's a very deep Pagam. And Avram's Giluyim of a deeper than normal Toiv was Mechapen. That's one Oifin that he's learning it.
What's the Pshat? What? Avram Avinu's Nishenis that he was, he's Megala Sherish of Toiv. I presume the pshat is that it has to be. It Avraham Avinu shows that the toiv is deeper than the ra that they showed with the.
Yes, in other words, that there's a sheirish, both in other words, there are shroshim that come from a much deeper place. So b'meila, I can say a certain zelu maser. This will take care of this. In other words, I'm able to put one connect the other and say, okay. It's true that they have a deeper knage of Ra, but they also have a deeper knage of Toif. V'zinishloi Megamkei, so that's one. V'zinishloi Megamkei, ki nikru nisoyim, kasha kol Yisrael lo'oysim chet. V'dobo ze nikru nisoyim, kash baruch hu v'yachol al zeh. It's something, when Klal Yisrael has a uma, ki kasha chotu be'egel hoi misupokim v'Yisrael,
Okay,
Saif Saif Nisayan Haya. Or Miss Damir Misayan Kach. Or the Fikr Niggas in Nisayan Gama. Or Bavari Chetcha Yachid or Israel Kazen Nisayan. Kafi Mirta Yachid, Enoch's proclamation of a head Lama Sahed. Or the Fikr Chetcha Yach Nisayan. Aber Amiso befragt den Gamma Lema Kach. Der Tinsa Kashis gesprochen bei der Sinnes Boat Chuvalse. The Yodu Chuvalse Shem Nasa Shem is Barak. So he says like this. Whenever you have a person as an individual doing an Aveira, so as an individual, it's a personal concern of mine. I'm lacking Hakara, I have Netiyah for Ra and so on. Klal Yisrael, when they act as a tzibur, they act with something that goes beyond their personal shortcomings. So, Lamashal, let's say a person is a person, everybody at his own level has a shortcomings. When you mitstarif as a tzibur, there's something that transcends the person's shortcomings, and you get a certain ruach l'tayif. That's why all the milas of a tzibur are that mila that as a tzibur they do what's tayif. It's for the same reason that when a person on his own personal life, unless they have a suffix and emunah. But when he's together with a tzibur, there's a certain chizuk. Everybody says kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. Everybody says Shema Yisrael. Everybody says, you know, Hashem Elokim. It's the pshat that it touches the common denominator of Klal Yisrael as a klal. Those in Yonim of the Asar Nisyanis, even though Chazal always say it was Dasan Avir, it was this person, that person, the other person, but the Pasuk does paint it as something of Klal Yisrael, which means that as it was a ruach in the klal that a few yechidim were most boiled in it. And it's something that I think it's an important klal in general to understand and group dynamics. Let's say you have an individual that gets up and does something bad. A lot of times it's appropriate to say that everybody has doubts about it. But let's take a mashal. Imagine, let's say that the chassidus. That's a good mashal. Let's say chassidus. So if the tzibur believes that the Rebbe is mamish la'elo la'ela and wonderful, fantastic, and knows it all and understands it all and ruach hakodesh, whatever you want, so you're not going to get a yachid who's matris against the Rebbe and says he's old and doesn't know what he's talking about. But if the whole tzibur themselves, they're not that convinced, but they mention it, I won't say these things, and chas v'shalom, I can open your mouth and say these type of things, and so on and so forth, then there'll be a yachidim that will have the haza, and they will say it. It's something that is, something that is like that. Somebody once on a Purim got very drunk, and he said things to the Rav that way beyond what he should have said. And the kid said the next day he was mortified, and he came to the Rav, and he apologized that he was drunk. The kitzer, so the Rav said, the emes, the Welt sagt, as was is by a nichter lung, is by a shikr of zung. That whatever a sober person is thinking inside, in his lungs, the lung is in the lung, a shikr is saying it. So it's the pshat is, you really had those machshavas all along, it's just that you didn't have the courage to say it, now you say it. But he said, I bevis have, but it's not true. He said, I have a furish halacha. He says, why, when we shech the behema, why do you need to have the bedikas pnim on the lungs? They should shikr on the behema, and whatever's on the lung will come out on the tongue. While Korach, he says, it's not the gear to behema. It's a klal that's true about people, not about behemas. So mel is a limit chus for that. It's just the, but al kaponim, if a tzibur is not, if a tzibur is not, doesn't have an inner ruach of discontent, you'll have muscle. When you have revolutionaries and they create a revolution, you can't create a revolution if the tzibur doesn't think so at all. and this person. So this person is a criminal and nobody's going to go after him. But if everybody is unhappy down deep to some degree, and just this person has the guts to stand up and to create this, then you might be able to foment the revolution. So when the Torah castigates the klal for that you did this, I mean, Rivi, did this hit, is that, even though Chazal always say it was one person, 10 people, a bunch of people, it's the pshat that it was a ruach that was latent in everybody. They had the guts to say it, they had the guts to say it, but it was bifnim. So Bemela, he says that, it's not an event that makes it big in terms of, you know, calling it an isoyin. In other words, they would have thought so. In other words, they had enough doubt that had it come to the forefront, they had it stayed like that, they would have been stuck with it. Remember once, I was a boy in school. It was 10th grade. It's like 10th grade probably makes sense. 9th, 10th grade. And the Rebbe we had was a highly unpopular Rebbe. Very bitter person. It was Yidin Thomas Kochum, actually. Very bitter, very upset, very everything, you know. And it was a vicious cycle. The more he was bitter and angry and upset, the more the Bachum liked it. They gave him the yarn. The more they gave him the yarn, the more he lashed out, hit this, that. He was not a happy matzav. I was a kind of a good kid. That was my nature. I would never buck authority, but it was not a popular Rebbe, not liked and so on. Fine. But Yayoyim, they decided he had a lot of trouble with his throat, so he would drink hot tea. Hot water or something like that. So they decided that the best thing to do would be when he's out to pour pickle juice into the water. I don't know why, maybe some had pickles, whatever. The kids said they did it one day, didn't say anything. Did a second day, he blew up and he said, you know, somebody's been putting stuff in it, and he was very upset and angry, and he started yelling at me. I told him, Hassan, never do it. He said, yes, but you were happy when other people did it. And I had nothing against him, but, you know, there was a certain emiss to it. In other words, and that was his point. So the person who will do it actually is a certain say am, but it's part of an am. And the Mela, he says, in this case, everybody would have gone. So in a certain sense, they needed to see what it is that they're going to, what is it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reply and so on. So what is the Tana bringing it? He's telling us, he's teaching us something about Koyda Mokum. So he wanted a Taina that it wasn't Klal Yisrael, and it was a test. They were testing to see whether or not Ra has a Metzias. In other words, is it possible to do something bad that will be pagaya on Kadosh Baruch Hu? And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to reply strongly, because down deep, more than this was a bitui of a particular need or upset or whatever it is, it was a bitui for you know, testing the ground to see, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really capable of getting back, relishing back, answer them, whatever it is. So basically what he's saying here is that from Klal Yisrael, every time a person does a normal Aveira, and this is true mostly by Yachid, the point of Aveira is the Aveira itself also. The person is doing, he's eating treif because he has a taiva and he wants to eat treif, and that's all it is. When a Klal does it, down deep, they're pushing the boundaries. They're saying, you know, mitzvahs and Aveiras are not so, you know, so mechayev, so mochach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be mishtalad and everything. He can't mean it literally, however you want to interpret it, but that's really what it was. So this the second shot that it says over here is they were testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were trying to see what are the limits HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that. So basically, he has two pshat in what the Nisayin is. One is, Nisayin really means something that is beyond the normal and the natural. And Rilosh Nes, in other words, it stands out. It's not a normal phenomena. And Bemela, the Chatoim, the Midbar, were past normal. That's the first pshat he says. And the second pshat that he says over here is that down deep, the pshat is sort of two parts of it. That when a yochid does averus, what he intends is the aver itself. That's all he really wants to do with it. He doesn't want to do anything more. But when a tzibur does averus, so a tzibur is doing something that is, it's really always a questioning the limits of emuna, questioning really, can we get away with it? The boundaries, so to speak. And on that, so that's called the sainus mitzidam, that they're testing her problem. So it's not testing so much. He says in the first part is people were testing Hashem, could he deliver bread or not? That wouldn't answer the eagle, wouldn't answer midbar. But what he's saying is they really are testing through Averis, they're testing the limits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability, Ratzon, and therefore that the same as Mitzvah Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He likes the first part better, which is by the Maral. Okay. Now the Maral says another interesting point. They were all two. Kimoisha Zaprisam Zugis. I mean, it says, Shnaim al Yam, Shnaim. This, like, that's, Taka Zugis is an Avla, you know, the Maral says Zugis Ra, but the whole thing's interesting. So now he says that it taka fits. Ki asora b'chol mokam hem chamisha gei chamisha. Kamoisha timtzei adayim shesh ma'asora etzpoiz hem chamisha mo chamisha. Hem etzpoiz hor aglayim hem chamisha mo chamisha. V'aluch shesh asor dimas hem chamisha alo asad mo chamisha. Chamisha mo chamisha. V'shafarish b'medish v'chimtza b'feir shashi zal p'chir ashir. V'tam ze bi'arnu b'mokam acha. So otherwise this is a big inyan. Basically, he goes through a lot of inyanim. Chamisha mo chamisha are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spheres are 10. Five of them are noted to Midas Adin, five to Midas Achesed, and there's Zel Ubaser. So hands, feet, nose, eyes, etc. Ears is five Ivarim, five fingers, and five fingers. There's it's an inyan. That brought in Svarim, that, you know, there are 10, one of the ways of looking at 10 is 5 lumas 5. They're both discernious in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability as a god. The Xeris started in the Olam Achshav Daya was with the eagle, and the Bitsua was brought out before with that. So Taka, since you have five, can I get five? V'atam ki be'egel chotu ki l'chassir li l'loikus zulus Hashem Yisparach u'kachom ha'asir lanu hirim Hashem l'paneinu ragu omar ki chozak u'bimene v'chassir shom v'enechoy etzvei Yisparach l'tzir mishah u'kinisim zetz erich norm chanino ha'papa dal begon liber ragu omar yisir shoha ka b'yochol atu l'mal ha'bayis v'enechol yisir keil ha'mishah v'aray l'chol ki chetam ragu omar chet ha'egel v'aki be'egel shom yishulim zulus chassir li ragu omar chassir shom keil ha'kol v'chol tenev zin echot kashat ha'bim. The truth is, In this over here also, he's saying something very, very similar in terms of the shaykhs one to the other. The chet of the meraglim is maybe there's a limitation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities are limited. That's it falls within a certain framework, which is a pchin of midas hadin. Eagle, they said maybe there's a ribuy of aleichus. You know, there's another one. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has a mashpia. It wasn't. In other words, in the very core of Emuna, there's the Kadosh Baruch Hu as being kol yochel as opposed to having a certain restraint. Whereas a Kadosh Baruch Hu being many gods are coming from two separate midas. Bottom line. It's the same thing, because if there is a limit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something else has to be there where he's not. If there's somebody else around in town, then there has to be limits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They come together in a certain sense, but Lamaitz, they come from different shoshim in a person. So on Kopanim, that's where you have the five and five, and it's pairs of two. Any questions? Okay, so that's sure. Hashem next week. Okay, sure. Good.
Thank you.
Okay, we say that. Just get this.
Okay. Good. Right now.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah. Okay, next week by Yaakov.
Okay. Next week. Big one.